The Treasury Department survived it, and so will you, but you can't avoid it. By June 15th, every large agency will go through the new FedStat process as part of its fiscal 2017 budget development. The Office of Management and Budget kicked off its latest data-driven review with Treasury earlier this week. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on what agencies should expect when they enter the FedStat review chamber. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so this is not quite like a proctological exam, but maybe it is. What is FedStat and how does it work?
Well, OMB introduced FedStat earlier this month in the 2017 budget development guidance that went out to agencies. It's interesting because when I read through the guidance, and you know me, Tom, I love reading through budget guidance. I'm probably one of, you know, the 10 people in the world that can say that publicly. It was actually buried deep inside the budget guidance. You know, OMB really said, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Oh, by the way, we have this new FedStat program. Oh, and by the way, we're going to do these eight other things. But really, OMB says the goal is to have a single coordinated meeting covering a prioritized set of mission and management issues. Sounds easy enough. Well, we learned a little more about this on Monday, what FedStat will include. Beth Colbert is the Deputy Director for Management at OMB.
We're doing a whole set of other things around the federal government around performance management, whether it's agency priority goals, agency strategic reviews that are mandated by the GIPR Modernization Act. How can we make these things all part of one effort? And what emerged from that was FedStat. We had our first session today. We're going to be doing these over the next sort of by the end of June. We will have gone through all 24 CFO Act agencies. I will have been at every one of those two-hour meetings. The session today at Treasury had about 65, 70 people, including the Deputy Secretary, the Assistant Secretary for Management, the heads of a number of key program officers, all the CXOs. It was a terrific conversation between that staff and the staff from across OMB, focused on what are the issues we see, what are the opportunities we see, and how can we act on them.
So Colbert spoke Monday at the Joint Financial Management Improvement Program, the JFMIP's 2015 Federal Financial Management Conference in Washington. Now, at the same time OMB is going through this, they also created a tool for FedStat that lives on the max.gov website. That's behind the firewall on OMB's site. The tool was built by GSA, and Colbert says the software helps agencies compare any component versus any other component based on different metrics. Now, meaning not different metrics like A to B metrics, but like they look at all the metrics for research or all the metrics for child development or whatever it is, but they look at it together. And then they also look at quality scores, which for the first time actually includes customer satisfaction surveys. Colbert says the point of the FedStat is not just to look at programs through one lens, but actually two different ways: overall satisfaction and cost of performance. And the goal is to get high overall satisfaction and low cost of performance. She says OMB developed a matrix to plot how similar government programs should compare.
How do you think about what's the right portfolio for your agency? And we have the ability to do this and track this across all the metrics and all the functions. For data geeks like me, like the ability to create charts like this is like a dream come true. You can take them out of the GSA tool, by the way, and export them to Excel and Access and PowerPoint. So it could be a really fun way to spend an evening, depending upon, you know, what else you have to do. We've tried to bring all this together in this set of FedStat conversations. We talk about mission performance, technology, procurement, all the dimensions. And again, trying to collaboratively between OMB and the agencies talk about the actions that we can take from that effort. A big effort. We'll be seeing more of that and learning from our experience this year.
Now, following the FedStat meeting, OMB says in its budget guidance that it may provide additional policy on specific items for an agency's 2017 budget submission. Obviously, this will be based on what they found both internally and across government.
I was just thinking how Beth Colbert might fare on Datelab or something, someone who likes to export federal financial data into PowerPoint and Excel. Anyway, just a thought. All right, so Jason, how does FedStat build off all the other stat sessions we've seen from the administration over the past 6 years? We've got TechStat and PortfolioStat also.
Yeah, the Obama administration definitely loves that stat sessions. There's a stat for every part of government. You mentioned two. There's also CyberStat and ActStat and HRStat. We could stat ourselves to death in some ways.
And I guess the dashboard would be StatStat.
StatStat, exactly. But I think that, you know, this one is a little different in the way it came out. The FedStat program builds on the work OMB and the General Services Administration did last year during the cross-agency effort around benchmarking the cost and the performance of back-office systems. From that understanding of the data, saying, okay, now we have this data, what can we do with it? That's where FedStat really was born. Colbert says the benchmarking effort for the first time gave agencies real data and data at the right level of granularity to have meaning.
Comparing things at the agency level, particularly for agencies like Interior or USDA or Commerce or HHS or DHS or, which are really a conglomeration of very different kind of components, is not the most meaningful. It is more meaningful to compare the research components within HHS with the National Science Foundation, with the agricultural research efforts, with the research parts of energy, than it is at times to compare them to each other. So how could we create a tool that would give everybody a much more granular data set? We did that last year. We learned a bunch of things. We learned we had about 45 metrics. We learned that about 30 of them were pretty good and 15 of them didn't give us a lot of insight. So this year we went back with version 2.0. We still have about 45 metrics, but slightly different ones. The metrics were set by the CFO Council, the Chief Acquisition Officers Council, the CIO Council, and the CHICO Council.
Now, also, OMB also found that, like other stat sessions, those meetings had to happen sooner in the year, and that way they can impact budget development. I think that's why Colbert says OMB included FedStat in the budget guidance and plans to get them all done for the major 25 agencies by June.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, Jason, Deputy Director Colbert also highlighted progress on the president's management agenda, calling it the fourth quarter and beyond. So what should agencies expect over the next 18 months now?
You know, the focus on data analytics using information to make better decisions really underpins nearly everything OMB really wants to do under the president's management agenda. We know there's four pillars. We've gone through them: efficiency, effectiveness, workforce. The fourth one escapes me right now. But one area where OMB and agencies have spent a lot of time on is based on where the data is showing them to go is really on shared services. Colbert says 10 agencies have already been heavily involved in the assorted federal financial management shared services effort, and she expects that to grow over time. And Colbert says more opportunities may be on the horizon.
Whether it's around electronic commercial invoicing, energy, treasury, HHS, DOD have taken some advanced technologies. How do we help others build on what lessons those have learned? We're thinking about and thinking about how we can move forward with hiring. I think if we all raised our hands and said, okay, hiring somebody within the federal government is a very simple process, no complexity at all, happens in a timely way, completely straightforward, raise your hand. Okay. So we know there's work to do. Where are the parts of that where we can leverage some commonalities? By the way, where are the parts of that that we can't? There is no substitute in any hiring process for the hiring manager taking ownership for what the position is and working to make sure they get great candidates in through the process, however that process is run. So how do we take the parts where we can get some common and shared support and bring that together with the parts where we need dedicated and tailored attention?
Now, Colbert says OMB recognizes moving to shared services should be easy, but in reality, it really does involve a lot of work and change. So she says OMB is working to make these changes from several different angles, including, and maybe most importantly, establishing a true and consistent governance process. OMB, has tasked the President's Management Council, which is made up of deputy secretaries. They've also developed an oversight committee, which includes Treasury, OMB, and a customer agency, and recreated the line of business initiative, really to help all three of those bodies will help anticipate and solve problems. Colbert says OMB also worked with agencies to develop new metrics for customer satisfaction. This was done for the first time for shared service providers. That's going to be key because, as you know, Tom, when you're a shared service provider and you're an agency customer, once you make that marriage happen, it's hard to get a divorce, and that's why that customer satisfaction piece is so important. Speaking of satisfaction, another big focus area for OMB is through employee engagement. If you remember OMB, the White House, at the White House Presidential Personnel Office and OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, issued a memo back in December telling agencies to focus on ensuring employees really have a sense of purpose to their agency's mission. Angela Bailey is the chief operating officer at OPM.
But one of the outputs of that memo was to actually have OPM and OMB hold a joint meetings with all the senior accountable officials for engagement with all 25 Chico Act agencies. They also, just today, this morning, I was just there at the White House, held a meeting with all 80 of us that were appointed as the senior accountable officials. There was some interesting things that we actually learned, and some of the insight was invaluable, and I thought I'd pass it along to you since it's hot off the press here. But some examples include providing employees with like training such as project management, Lean Six Sigma, human-centered design, customer service training. And you might think that this has nothing to do with financial management. I don't have the time or the money to do that. But I'm going to push back on you and tell you that we really need to think beyond the typical kinds of training that we give within our respective fields. If we teach employees how to improve their processes, how to have empathy with their customers, how to understand their customers and manage projects, those aren't just skills that they can use on the job. It's actually skills that I would argue are a great foundation for when they take on a senior leadership role.
Now, Bailey says employee viewpoint survey shows employees are tired of hearing training is important, but then those budgets are consistently cut. So she says this is a way to really reemphasize that training is important and can be funded and spent, the resources spent wisely. Another idea that came out from that event the other day is instituting employee-nominated awards, really focused on workers who have displayed customer service or performance excellence within that agency or just within that office. A third example that came out was developing what they call concrete ways to engage employees, such as having rapid improvement exercises. Bailey says this includes, you know, where employees submit ideas for cost savings, and senior officials are part of the exercise to ensure that these ideas get implemented in a timely manner. Now, these are just a few of the ideas that came out of the meeting Monday. Tom, what I think is going to be interesting from all of this is what OMB can get done from the management perspective over the next, you know, 18 months. But one piece that came out a couple times during the conversation at the JFMIP conference was several speakers said on Monday that actually President Obama was taking a much more interested and active role around these federal management issues. So what's going to be interesting, again, is to see how that translates down into the agencies. And obviously, we'll be watching it.
And Jason, it's always fair to say that when we come to the final years of an administration and look at the agenda for management they've had, there always seem to be tools and techniques and processes that really are not partisan and should remain for the next administration. And I would think this portfolio stat and program stat look that we've been describing this morning would be something the next group would want to pick up and keep using.
I would absolutely agree. I mean, if you think about what happened with the Bush administration when they had the PART program, that was not just, you know, kicked out the door. That was built upon because that was all about data-driven reviews. And now things will always change, have new names, put a new shine on it. But really, the idea of using data to make better decisions is not going away. And all of these that we're seeing over the last, you know, really 16 years is building a foundation for the future.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that report.
Always a pleasure, Tom.